In the meantime, we are staying on top of a developing story this morning. A local 18-year-old is shot and killed by police in Ferguson. Family members, joined by protesters, are demanding answers. News 4's Brittany Noble is live at Ferguson Police Headquarters, where officers have indicated they could release more information later today. Brittany.
And they shot me down in cold blood with no fear. With my hands in the air and you still shot me down like a deer. I can't hold on, you stood over, let it be clear. And shots still ringing, bullets in my body, no deal. Check it, police, why they sitting back in peace? And I'm releasing, got me preaching. I'm off the leash, I'm a preacher. You just believe in me being killing us up for reason. Something they gotta give, so riot is what they seeing. Get across that we free, locking us up like birds. And throwing away the key, something we don't deserve. It's already blacks on blacks, ain't none of that a concern. Y'all just tryna knock us down, get us up off this earth. With a badge and a gun, everything took for granted. And it's all over the world, even got on speaking Spanish. And it's crazy how you hear, in a split second you vanish. He pulled his gun and shot me, now all of my dreams is perished. Everything is going down, but y'all let it slip away. With my hands in the sky, how much more can we take? Already bad enough, it's killing in all these states, say y'all just adding on. In this world it ain't safe. Everything is going down, but y'all let it slip away. With my hands in the sky, how much more can we take? It's already bad enough, it's killing in all these states, say y'all just adding on. In this world it ain't safe, for real.
Sip was wrong, and that was cold hearted. Cold hearted.
That's the mother of Mike Brown. She says she wants answers, saying her son was walking to the store when the shooting happened. It was a near immediate backlash after the shooting, with protesters gathering and chanting, "No justice, no peace." Brown's mother says her son recently graduated from high school, planned to start taking classes at Vatterack College on Monday. We understand police have cell phone videos from several witnesses that will be part of the investigation. The shooting happened in the middle of the afternoon, and dozens of people say they saw it happen. News 4's Corey Stark has more from witnesses and relatives of the 18-year-old who was killed.
We wasn't causing any harm to nobody. We had no weapons on us at all.
Dorian Johnson says he was walking home from a convenience store with his friend Mike Brown. They were walking on the street when a Ferguson police officer from his vehicle told the boys to get out of the street. Johnson says they kept walking, causing the officer to confront the boys, first from his car, then got out of the car, firing a shot. Johnson says him and Brown were scared and ran away from the officer.
He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the air, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots.
No justice, no peace!
Instantly, hundreds gathered, angered and saddened by what they call a complete overreaction by the officer. Now a family.